from 10 p.m. until midnight. LA Theater Works right here on KPFK.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Will Dog from Ozo Motley. You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara.
Cue the conga playing penguins.
Live at you.
The program is about to begin.
Hey, 90.7 FM, I'm Jeff Keller.
And I am Esteban Sewell, and this mic is on. Thank you.
My mic is on too, man.
I love it. And Jeff, you got a little bit of salmon fish on your lip. There you go. He got it, people. You can't see it, but he's looking mighty handsome.
Thank you, young man. And we got one more person on the line.
Hey, what's up? It's Lalo Alcaraz.
The disembodied voice of Lalo Alcaraz is on the line as well. What's happening, bro?
I dare the FCC to translate what I just said.
They can't. They're all white. Yeah. They don't know.
Yeah. How's it going, everybody? With another beautiful day in L.A.
Well, Zul was talking about how he saw the movie Michael and how fantastic it was.
Well, I said that the acting was good. I liked the nephew pulled it off. I was a little skeptical. But, yeah. He was good, man.
Well, they had a line from the War of Art.
Oh, really? Which one was
it? It's a great book. It's when Michael's in the pool. Michael said he's open to the universe to give him a song.
Is that the Art of War?
It's from the War of Art.
Oh, what's that?
It's a great book that every artist should read.
I thought you were referring to the Art of War.
No. It's a great book, and it, when you read it, you go, that's me, and how we think, how we function, and how our work is inspired by the universe. And a lot of times you'll meditate and you'll think, and the ideas come to you. That's ideas that the vessel and the universe is given to you.
Mm-hmm. And he said, if he don't get the idea, God's going to give it to Prince.
Yeah, he sure did. That's a great line. That was the best line in the whole damn movie.
Yeah, that was
good.
That's
hilarious. Prince is a meanie. I saw a funny video with Michael Jackson and Prince, but anyway. We've got a fun drive show, guys.
That sounds fun.
How fun is it going to be?
Is it going to be really fun?
Fun.
It's not fun to drive in L.A.
We're not going to have funds, but we'll have fun doing it. And we have the Fun Drive for KPFK going on right now, and we need all of your support.
We need office furniture. Lalo, I know you don't you do not come in here often enough, but this chair will not stay in any one position, and it keeps sinking down on me, and I'm worried that one day it's going to sink and the pole's going to stay up. And that's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty, and Jeffrey's going to have to call 911.
Jeff, after you get done laughing.
Yeah, after you get done laughing at me getting impaled.
That chair was fine when I picked it up off the side of the street.
Yeah, right. It does look like that. Look at that.
I think I'm taking bed bugs home with me now.
I actually think the one on the side of the street was better than that one.
All of a sudden, I'm getting itchy. I think I got fleas.
What, are you on a cruise?
I got fleas or something. But listen, we do need the money. It doesn't all just go to Jeffrey's twerking classes, although a small portion does. We have to disclose that.
But we have to insure him,
Right. Yes, because if Jeffrey don't twerk, this show don't work. And that's always been my motto coming in every
Jeffrey
day.
Jeffrey don't twerk, it sure won't work.
So that's always been my mantra before I come in on Friday.
Oh my God!
And so we really do need some donations. We need some help. We need a little ends. We need a little funds. We need a little fetty, some fettia, some coins, some copper. You know what we're talking about. But we'll get to that in a minute, right?
Please, yeah. Please, yeah. Please.
I think we need furniture. You heard it. We need twerking insurance money. And I don't know what else we need, but... I know that you all enjoy the Pocho Hour Power somehow. Something's wrong with you. But that's how we like our audience. You understand us, and we know that you want to hear about the world through the eyes of the Pochos. So someone that always helps us out is waiting in the wings. So I don't know. I say let's strike up the band.
It's time.
Oh, yeah.
Patricia, Patricia Guadalupe, Pocho correspondent from Washington, D.C. Hail to Patricia, she comes to spread the cheese. She comes with all the gossip, she's here to spill the tea.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's hear the tea.
Hello, folks. It's good to be back. I can't believe it's been another week. And you know what? I'm going to start with something kind of funny and then something crazy and then something totally crazy. And I'll start with the White House border czar, Tom Homan, says that he is absolutely sure that ICE officers have detained U.S. citizens, but these are his words, we don't deport them. And you know what's funny about that is, okay, where would you deport a U.S. citizen to? Okay, if you're born here, where are you going to deport them to? So
yeah, and why are they harassing indigenous people? And where are they going to deport them?
Yeah, exactly. And so you know, a part of it was, well, you know, if you're an undocumented immigrant and your kid is a U.S. citizen and we deport you, you can take your kid. But that's not deporting them because, you know, we don't deport U.S. citizens. It's, you know, it's just a totally crazy kind of statement where he's basically trying to explain away why the Office of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the good old ICE people, are going out there. They're still harassing people. We don't really hear too much about it on the news these days, but they're still out there. They're still roaming the streets. They're still bothering people. They're still, trying to say that they don't do anything except go after people who don't follow the law, which we all know is complete baloney. And then another crazy thing is the health secretary, RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., says that he's going to come out with some initiatives to get people to stop taking antidepressants because you might get hooked on it and that's not good. And what's kind of wild about that is that this guy was hooked on heroin for 14 years. 14 years, people. Okay, not 14 minutes, not 14 months, 14 years.
That's rock star level.
Yeah.
But that's not an antidepressant, though. I'm just saying.
And you know, people said, you know, maybe if he had taken antidepressants, he wouldn't have gotten hooked on heroin. And, you know, and in all seriousness, you know, antidepressants help a lot of people. This is medication. This is someone who is not a doctor, not a psychiatrist, not a psychologist, not anybody who has any kind of training in mental health saying that we need to get people off of antidepressants, which is just complete ridiculousness.
But he did stay at a Holiday Inn. He did stay at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah. And I'm hearing myself again. I don't know what's going on.
We're hearing an echo here, too.
Well, you know, if there's anybody out there who's going to send us some money, please send enough money so that we can do a mix right here. Can I hear myself?
Yeah, we can't afford these echoes because they cost us money. It's like double broadcasting.
It's double, yeah.
Yeah, it's too much.
So, yeah, now I don't hear myself. But, you know, that's, you know, a couple of really ridiculous things that are going on. And then you had the president, of course, good old Trump, had some kids at the White House with the presidential fitness program. If you remember that when we were all growing up, they brought the program back. Obama had basically let it lapse because the Obama administration did a different kind of physical education program that they thought that this particular type was a little too competitive for some of the kids. So Trump brought it back, and he had a bunch of kids surrounding him while he's sitting at the desk. And instead of talking about how, you know, physical fitness is a good thing for you and getting out there and getting some fresh air, you might even get an award or even a certificate, he went off on a rant about Obama. He went off about Iran. He went off about the 2020 election with these kids just kind of looking at WTF in their kind of, you know, like, what is going on here? The most unbelievably crazy thing. This is going on at the same time that the president sent Marco Rubio to the Vatican and to meet with the Pope and the Italian Prime Minister Meloni, who has been a Trump supporter until Trump decided that he didn't like the Pope because this particular Pope is American-born in Chicago, and he is quite he's very much in favor of immigrant rights, and he's been saying that this particular administration, without naming names, has gone off the rails on these kinds of things. And so the Trump folks decided that the best thing to do was to completely insult the Pope and the millions of Catholics who voted for Trump who were not happy about that. So Rubio went out there, met with Pope Leo, and one of the gifts, and this is how clueless this particular White House is, Pope Leo is a huge baseball fan. Well, what was the gift that Marco Rubio gave him as sort of a little token of appreciation was a crystal paperweight in the shape of a football. He's not a big football fan, even though he is from Chicago. He's a really big baseball fan. And his words were, oh, wow. Like, okay, nice. That's nice. And then you have Charlemagne the God.
What's up with Charlemagne? What did Charlemagne do this time?
He confronted Dana White, who is the UFC president, over White's Trump support ahead of the upcoming UFC match that's going to happen on the White House lawn next month, if you remember that.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And Charlemagne, you know, he has that radio show, the Breakfast
in
Club.
In New York, yep.
Yeah, and so he was telling White, you know, why are you still supporting this guy? He has such high negatives, and you don't say anything. You're basically a yes man. You know, stop being such a wuss, basically. And White said, oh, well, you know, you can still be friends with people even if you disagree with them. And Charlemagne said, you know, I don't understand what the hell you're doing, because this guy, talking about the president, is in a war that nobody wants, high gas prices, all of the things that nobody is happy with. And but they're still going with that cage fight on the White House lawn next month, June 14th.
Look at that's great. Dana White, first of all, believes in everything that Trump is doing. Let's not even lie about it. Dana is down. He's part of the whole Joe Rogan crew. They believe in all that. I mean, that's why his last name's White, because he believes that America should be white again. So,
and speaking of white, right next to the White House is a beautiful old building called the Eisenhower Office Building, but it used to be called the Department of War during World War II before the Pentagon was built. And then it became the old executive office building. And that's where the vice president's staff and any spillover White House staff are. It's a beautiful granite grayish building. It's been around forever. And guess what the president wants to do? He wants to paint it white because he says he doesn't like that color. Now, here's the issue with that. It would cost $7 to $8 million to paint that building, and it would damage the granite. This is a granite building that he just doesn't like what it looks like. So that's part of one of the fights that he's involved in. Painting. Come on, people.
I thought you were going to say he was going to be Mexican and stucco this thing.
Oh, well, you know, for Cinco de Mayo, which was a few days ago, he sent out on Truth Social a meme with Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries dressed in like Pancho Villa types without the mustache margaritas, and it said, "We love illegals." That's what he did. And then, of course, on a serious note, you know, is the Virginia Supreme Court threw out the redistricting map that voters passed a few weeks ago that would have given the Democrats a bit of an edge going into the midterm elections. The Republicans in Virginia had sued the state to throw it out, and the Virginia Supreme Court agreed with them, saying that the redistricting map came out too late, even though Republicans did the exact same thing in Texas and Louisiana without even taking it to a vote. And they think that was okay, but in Virginia it wasn't. And
we're in a world of trouble with this whole Supreme Court decision, considering all these the voting rights and redistricting.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen. Like these people are blatantly just trying to take over and affect all future elections.
Oh yeah, it's just by any means necessary, basically, and it's very blatant, like you say, because the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, threw out a redistricting map that Louisiana had put together to give Democrats a bit of an edge. And remember, Louisiana is the same state that more than 100 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled in the favor of the conservatives that separate but equal was okay. Plessy versus Ferguson. Yep. This is the same state that did that.
The first chapter of Animal Farm or whatever? What was that George Orwell?
Pretty much.
Everyone's created equal, but some people are more equal than others.
Yeah, and it is very blatant, like you said. So obviously the Democrats, with that, when they go low, we go high, it has not worked. All due respect to Michelle Obama, who came up with that, but the Democrats are now in a bit of a scramble in Virginia because they were sort of counting on Virginia as being one of the states that would give them a little bit of an edge in the House. But again, you know, the Democrats are still running ahead in the polls going into the midterms, and which are just, of course, right around the corner.
The Democratic Party is so problematic in confronting these Republicans and their agenda.
Yeah, for the longest time, they bring, you know, butter knives to a gunfight, you know.
It's like when they go low, they get high, which is the problem.
But, you know, the real issue is this. The government is working the way that the forefathers created it. They created a Supreme Court and federal law so they can trump any states that they don't like what they're doing. They can cancel them out.
Wow.
And so they could, because they felt like states were stupid, the people were dumb.
Jeffrey, I didn't know you had four fathers.
And the elitists. But the elitists were the landowners.
Yeah, I know. It's all about owning chattel, owning people, owning property.
But my point is, the system was created to oversee the states.
Oh, sure.
And that's what it's doing now.
Well,
look at the Electoral College. I mean,
yes, the Supreme Court.
Try and explain the Electoral College to any person, even in the U.S., but especially in any other country where there's no direct vote here, really.
But I thought, what's ironic is I thought that the Electoral College was put in place to prevent someone like Trump from getting into office.
But, right. Well, yeah, but look what happened with Bush versus Gore. I mean, we could talk
about hanging Chad.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh my God, is that on Pornhub yet?
The hanging Chad. Yeah,
that might be somebody's drag name, which would actually But the when you could win the popular vote and still lose the election, that happened to Al Gore, that happened to Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Those are just a couple of the examples of what is happening here. And you have an administration that has a Congress which is basically laid down and done absolutely nothing to counter them. And the Democrats don't have the power right now, so they can't really do anything. But there isn't a single Republican, except for the ones that are retiring, that has gone against Trump. There was a midterm election, or actually a primary, in Indiana a couple of days ago, and every single incumbent that had gone against Trump lost, except for one guy.
They put like $6 million to against them.
Yeah, so, and now they're going after the former FBI director Jim Comey for that ridiculous nonsense with the shells of 86-47. Where a judge has already scheduled a trial for him in July, where if you're gonna try somebody for taking a photo of some seashells,
they're saying it's advocation of murder, or saying kill him. It's just saying let's take Trump off the menu, please.
Well, then how come they haven't gone after Mark Zuckerberg for having 86-47 T-shirts on? Facebook or Jeff Bezos on Amazon for 86-47 merchandise, that kind of stuff. This is the second time that they're going after James Comey. The first time they threw the case out, and I would imagine that in this particular case they're going to do the same thing too. The judge in the case is a pretty moderate Republican that was named by George W. Bush, but still, the fact that he has to get a lawyer, defend himself against this kind of thing, and even the cheapest lawyer is costing an arm and a leg in this city. So you can just imagine, this is what the administration is trying to do. By any means necessary, they're going to run roughshod over everything.
And we're living in an age of blatant double standards as far as the Republican Party is concerned and how they're running game right now. But and we're getting screwed every day as a nation, as a democracy, as a people.
Wait,
is there
democracy?
Any way? It's a joke. It is a joke.
Look
right.
at man.
You're right to laugh.
Trump is slick. This is what he's doing. He knows that power is in politics and the people in their positions, right? So when he comes in, he gets rid of DEI. So they start firing all the black and brown women that are working in government, right? Then he starts firing black and brown generals and people in high positions.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now they're gerrymandering in the South. So with the states like Louisiana and that, where they're 60% black, they'll have zero representation the way they redistrict everything.
Yeah.
So what they're really trying to do is get rid of minorities in the House of Representatives in high power positions.
We're going back
this
to the plantation.
This is exactly what he's doing, and nobody's catching on to it.
I mean,
and the thing is,
we are. The thing is, that's the problem.
And the thing is, the redistricting is not supposed to happen in the middle of these kinds of things. It's supposed to happen every 10 years, not whenever they feel like it. And so all of these redistricting of these maps are supposed to happen after each census every 10 years, not in the middle of it. And the only reason that they're doing it, and we all know this, is because they want to maintain control of the House and the Senate going into the midterms, knowing that a lot of people are not happy with the way things are going in the country right now, especially with Iran and the gas prices and the Spirit Airlines tanking and all of that stuff. I mean, you have a Secretary of Defense, for instance, who, when they ask him in a hearing about the cost of this war with Iran says the real enemy are the liberals and the Democrats who criticize us. And he independently, one of the Pentagon people said it's costing already $25 billion, with a B, billion dollars, to do this Iran endeavor or initiative, like the president calls it. But it's actually way more than that. And there is no strategy, no tactics, nothing that shows us what is going on over there. And Iran is actually more empowered than it was before, with a leader who was more conservative than the guy that was in there before. And that's just one of the things that's going on with the gerrymandering and with the cuts to healthcare and all the other cuts to all these other things.
SNAP.
And, you know, you have a hantavirus cruise thing that the health department hasn't done anything telling us anything about that. And right. And they found out that it was, you know, human to human transmission, which is very rare. And what is the health services answer to that? Well, it didn't happen here, so don't worry about it. You know, because yeah. you have somebody who says, let's just get rid of antidepressants and try and eat more red meat.
The competency level in that department is non-existent. There's no competency.
Well, there isn't a single department in any of this particular cabinet that is run by anybody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah, so we're just at the mercy of the fates as to what is going to happen next.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people are looking to the midterms and saying, okay, maybe if the Democrats take control of at least one of the houses of Congress, whether it's the House or the Senate, then they can start to reverse some of this stuff. But this is why the Republicans are being very aggressive about redrawing a lot of these maps to keep an even increase the numbers in the House and the Senate. And meanwhile, you have federal judges, and you have to remember that federal judges are named for the, you know, a lifetime appointment. You have the administration filling all of these federal seats across the country with very conservative people who are going to be the ones that are determining a lot of these local laws, like these redistricting maps, such as in Virginia and Louisiana. So it's all part of that whole Project 2025,
yep.
Where, you know, it was written down. I mean, you know, it should surprise no one that this is going on, because they told us this is what they were going to do, and they're doing it.
And rolling it out.
Yeah, right, and in front of, you know, and when they had that whole shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, what was the Republican response to that? Oh, let's give him money to complete the
ballroom.
even though he said it was private donations. I mean, you know,
$1 billion.
That's right. Don't send your money to the ballroom. Send it to us here at KPFK.
Perfect.
A lot cheaper.
Patricia, I want you to stick around and tell the nice people why they should support KPFK. And then it would be great if we could come back with you after the break too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, the whole reason that you're listening to this, folks, is because you know you're not going to get this anywhere else. You know, we come to you with the information that you are not going to hear anywhere else, and none of us are getting paid. As a matter of fact, you know, the furniture is falling down in the studio. You know, we're doing it because we like to do this, and we like to tell you what's happening, and we like to keep you informed and give you some of the information that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And no one is telling us, oh, I don't want you to talk about this particular thing because you're going to offend our advertisers. That doesn't happen here. So open up your wallets, send what you can, and keep us on the air, folks.
That's right, and keep
Lala, what do we have for the fine people who want to give us some money to keep these lights on?
Oh, well, we have a beautiful T-shirt from the East Side Story. As you know, the East Side Story are all the musical compilation of oldies with beautiful covers, and the East Side Story T-shirt is only $65. to support the Pocho Hour Power and KPFK. And also, hold on to your chonies. We have the Shohei Ohtani bobblehead.
What? What? I thought that was Charlie Kirk.
It was. It is impossible to get this. It is the Shohei Ohtani bobblehead. Everyone wants it. It's a guaranteed home run. It's $80 and
it's only $80.
Look,
if you want to give us some money, you don't have to give it all in one batch. Just call up, say you want support, and we can send you this Eastside Story T-shirt. Look, you are going to be the envy of all your homies when you go down to the park and crack open a 40 and blast the oldie tunes with your Eastside Story T-shirt. I mean, you're going to be the only one that has this because you're a supporter of KPFK and community radio, and you can break down your payments. Like, say, hey, look, $65 is a lot for a T-shirt, but I want to support community radio, and can we make this payment go for like 6 months or 12 months and pay it in installments? Just give us your credit card, get your mom's credit card, get your uncle's credit card when they sleep after drinking cervezas, and everything's going to be cool, man. And you will be chilling in the park with your homies, and you're going to get your elbows up and move side to side.
That's right.
You're going to do it like a cholo.
That's right. And if you have the Shohei Ohtani bobblehead, you can shake your head.
So
like
let's call that number, which is what, Jeffrey?
818-985-5735. So you don't think I knew.
Oh, Jeffrey got it. 818.
He tried to get me. Come on, man.
Say the number again, just in case people have short memories.
818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK.
There you go. Come call on, us man. Now. Call us now and give us your little coinage, and we will happily be on the air for you.
But you know, this Ohtani. You know, you buy this for $85, you could probably go online and sell it for $150.
Well, now you're giving me ideas,
Jeffrey. I'm just saying. Every time I go to the Dodger game and I get an Ohtani bobblehead,
that's right.
It goes online for $250, $500.
Yeah, but how much can you get for that East Side Story T-shirt? And you're going to be the envy of the park when you come down with your King Cobra Malt Liquor 40. And be like, yo, boys.
Man, this is not the 70s, man.
I am not your puppet.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You don't like no oldies. Get out of here.
Come on now. Come on, the town I live in.
Listen, the town I live in is called KPFK Village, and we need money desperately. This is an SOS. Call up. Get the
sitting in the park.
Come on now. You can act like a cholo. Let's take a break and come back in a minute with more Patricia.
Yeah? Hey, but you're still a young man.
It's Lupe. I listen to you guys every morning, and I've been listening to you guys since I was 19 years old. I listen to Democracy Now! And the one in the afternoon, I always forget. Background briefing. There you go. Yeah, that
one. All right, Lupe.
Thanks. I'm Andrew Tonkovich, host of Bibliocracy, KPFK's weekly literary arts program. Listeners value this station's commitments to news and analysis, our shared political struggles, and celebrating the arts. Support my books program and this station, a singular community media resource, during our fund drive by calling to donate at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, or hit the donate button at kpfk.org. Thank you.
Hey, this is Lila Downs. You're on KPFK. You're listening to the Pocho Hour Power.
Oh, yeah. It's the Pocho Hour Power, KPFK 90.7 FM. I'm Jeff Keller with a little...
Put your elbows up and go side to side, Jeffrey.
Come on.
Come on now. Dance like a cholo.
Lean like a pocho.
Come on. Come on.
That's right. We're back with the Pocho Hour Power. And we have Batista Guadalupe online on the line, helping us convince you to support the Pocho Hour Power.
Yeah, come on, man. You guys, you know that you're listening to this show because you're not going to hear it anywhere else, the kind of stuff that you're hearing on here. I mean, even just the whole thing before we went to break about how you are raising money based on, you know, all of these oldies, man, you're not going to hear that anywhere else. Come on.
And you guys are going to need us. If you saw the governor debate the other night, you're going to need us. That was horrible. That was an SNL skit. Did anybody see that?
You know, I missed the last one.
SNL is new on Saturday, so they may say it. You know, they may talk about it. You know.
Oh my God!
What was hilarious about it, Jeff, or horrifying?
Horrifying. Well, first you got the sheriff, right? That straight up January Sixer. Uh-huh. Who admitted to being a January Sixer? He going off, and then what's the lady that was accused of abusing her staff?
He's not the one who dropped the deuce on Pelosi's desk.
Yeah, Katie Porter. She's like, I can't get nothing on going on here. This is horrible. You two are terrible. Right,
she Villagosa, they were her staffers.
Right, and Villagosa. Oh, it's okay, Katie. Relax. I'll see you after the show.
Didn't she yell at when she was running for the Senate? The one that Schiff won. Didn't she go off on it?
Oh, shit! Yeah,
flipping out about that too.
Yeah, she needs antidepressants. Yeah, definitely. Yes. And then you got the guy that's not even from America. Hilton, that guy. Well, you know, I just feel like the immigrant. I'm like, man, you an immigrant. Right. How you running?
Did that guy just move to the United States like 8 years ago?
You an immigrant and you don't like immigrants.
Immigrants come here and bring their fish and chips, and it's disgusting.
And their arrogant attitudes.
And their nasty malt vinegar. It just stinks up the car.
And the Guinness. Oh, so much Guinness.
Oh, then you had the mayor from San Jose. I'm like, dude, stop it. Stop
it. Oh, that guy needs to eat some fish and chips and a burrito.
Oh, that guy is secretly KKK. I'm just saying. I've seen him.
Anyway. Oh, I wasn't getting that vibe. I just felt like I wanted to feed him.
Didn't Dolores Huerta endorse Javier Becerra, the former?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. She endorsed Javier Becerra. And
isn't he like a head, sort of, kind of?
He should be. He was the chillest runner. One. He was the chillest one of all of them.
Well, it's because he has the personality of a lamp.
It worked.
It worked. I mean, nothing bad about it, but the guy's not really.
It worked.
I think we need a lamp that works. In these dark times.
Especially in this studio.
In that debate, if you'd have just been quiet, you would have won.
Yeah, no, he's a nice guy. You know, I can see him as governor of California after seeing him in Congress and in the Obama cabinet, you know, and especially since all the other folks are basically, you know, what the hell are they doing there? You know,
I mean, it was bad. I mean,
and you know, there was also another primary with an immigrant that won in Ohio. If you remember the name, Vivek Ramaswamy.
That's right.
In Ohio, he's running for governor.
Come on,
as a Republican. So there are, Ohio is another one of those key states for the midterms. And there's a whole bunch of rednecks living in that particular state, especially in the southern part of the state that borders Kentucky. Cleveland and some of the other ones have a pretty large minority population, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with that particular race. Just like in California, that's like a whole different thing, but the one in Ohio is kind of looking as like a little bit of a bellwether with that. So, you know, some of these races, you just got to shake your head and just kind of go with the flow, man. You know,
I wish Ramaswamy was a write-in candidate just to see them rednecks try to write his name.
Vivek Ramaswamy, Ramadan, you know, I can just imagine all of that.
I'm just putting in Indian. That's it. I'm just going to put it in Indian.
I like the SNL joke of Kash Patel.
Oh, yeah.
It was so funny. He's breaking ground as the first Indian to be bad at his job.
Hilarious.
That was what's the name of that comedian that played him?
Cesar Asari, I think. Yeah.
Asari, isn't it?
Asari,
Yeah. That was incredible. And that has a lot to do with the Atlantic, the incredible reporting that the Atlantic is doing about Kash Patel. And the FBI director suing the Atlantic and say because of a story that they wrote about him, saying that he is a big drunk and that he drinks on the job and all this other stuff. He sued them for defamation. And that particular reporter, when that suit came out, got a flood of other tips from people who said that what she was saying was absolutely true. So she wrote a story a couple of days ago, kind of following up on that, where he is, he basically ordered a bunch of bourbon bottles from a place in Tennessee where he puts his own name on the bottle with the seal of the FBI. And gives them out as gifts. And she wrote a story about how, well, this bourbon place in Tennessee had no idea that they were going to be doing that with the particular bourbon. And people inside the FBI are not too happy about it because, of course, it doesn't make them look good. And so, of course, he is flipping out. And yesterday, Kash Patel ordered a bunch of his senior staff and a bunch of other people polygraphs to see who's been leaking the stories about me drinking.
and former staff too, not just the ones on, and former staff.
Yeah. Who was the one that told him about that bottle? And apparently when he went over to the Olympics in Italy, and if you remember, he was celebrating with the hockey team in a video that was sent over to another reporter. And where he was, drinking and, spraying the team with champagne and beer. He brought some of those bourbon bottles with him on the government plane, a case of or two of it. And one of the folks left in one of the locker rooms at the Olympics, and he went ballistic. Like it was almost like Mutiny on the Bounty, where it's like, well, who took my strawberries? He couldn't find, he was looking for that bottle all over the place. And so there's all these rumors that his days at the FBI are numbered. And so he's in a panic mode because the president is a famous teetotaler. You could just imagine if he was a drinker, what kind of chaos we would be in. But he doesn't like alcohol. He doesn't like people who drink alcohol. And he was not happy when that particular video of Kash Patel celebrating with the hockey team came out. And then the story of the bourbon, I guess they can call it Bourbon Gate, came out. And the executive editor of The Atlantic, his name is Jeffrey Goldberg. And if that name is familiar, he was the one who was on a Signal Gate text with Pete Hegseth, who didn't know that he was a reporter. You remember that? Yeah. With all of this, hey, we're gonna bomb the Houthis and Iran and at 5 o'clock, and he was looking at that saying, "What the hell's going on?" So he wrote yesterday a little note saying, "If Kash Patel thinks that we're gonna be scared by him suing us, he is very, very wrong. This story, we stand by all of our stories, and we're gonna continue to publish stories about him and any other nefarious kind of stuff." But because ProPublica is also on his tail. So. Yeah,
and Kash Patel also is famous for having his one wish come true the first Muppet to wish to be a real boy. Also,
you know,
also Jeff had something to say about his bourbon.
I said Trump would like bourbon if it was 16-year-old bourbon.
Yeah, see, come on, people. You were never going to hear that on NPR. Come on. And you know, he had until he became the FBI director, he had a website with all of this merchandise that cash, his name, the S was a dollar sign. And so he had a Cash Patel hat, a Cash Patel scarf, Cash Patel shoes, Patel tennis, all of this stuff that he was basically selling online when he was in the National Security Council in the first Trump administration. So this guy is, you know, causing a lot of headaches within the FBI because of all of the agencies. They're probably one of the more buttoned down ones over there. In fact, for the longest time, an FBI agent could not drink even in their off hours because the mantra was that you were always an agent 24/7.
So, I thought it was save the booze for Patel.
Yeah, that could be it. So this little bourbon gate has made him a little crazy, and so he's ordered this particular polygraph of all of the former and senior staff to see who's been talking to the press about all of these cases of bourbon that happen to have my name and FBI seal on it, and oh my God, you know. So it's just one crazy thing after another in the circus, you know?
That's the only case he's cracked since he's been there.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if you remember back when Charlie Kirk was shot, Cash Patel took forever to get over to the site as the FBI director because he was using the FBI plane for something else, including taking his girlfriend. He considers her a country music star. No one's ever heard of her. And then when they got to the site of where the shooting was, he didn't want to get off the plane until he had an FBI jacket, one of those vests.
His big boy jacket.
Yeah, with a little insignia that said director, you know. So they had to wait for
100
that.
Proof.
And actually, one of the FBI agents drove like 2 or 3 hours to where he was at to get him an FBI director vest. Yeah, so it's you know, it's one thing after another with all of those people there. But
and we bring these to you thanks to your support, everybody. And if you want to get the East Side Story T-shirt and help us out here at the Pocho Hour Power, it's only $65. It's a beautiful shirt. You will buy it sight unseen. You don't buy it. It's a thank you gift.
You will be the envy of the neighborhood swap meet when you show
that's
up.
That's right.
When you show
and,
up.
And you call 818-985-5735, 818-95-KPFK. And if you're in the 1940s, call Wedgwood 2600. Shohei Ohtani bobblehead, come on, man.
That's an investment.
Jeff has already bought three of them.
Come on now.
So he can go on eBay. So only $80, 818-95-5735. Shohei Ohtani bobblehead. This is Bobblehead Central. Remember, we had the really cool Richie Valens bobblehead.
That's right.
And now we have the Shohei Ohtani, very collectible. Yeah. Bobblehead for only $80,
and it would look great on your grandma's knickknack shelf.
Yeah,
hey, I got the Ohtani MVP bobblehead on my shelf.
Wow.
Oh my lord! Do you protect that with any kind of security?
No, it's got a lot of dust on it. It's got a lot of dust.
He's got a rim cap
like
right
laser
next
beams
to it.
Around it.
No, just dust. That's my security.
Yeah, come on, folks. You want to come on, listeners. You know you want it, man. You know that sounds that sounds like a great gift, man. And again, you know, you're helping out the station. You're helping keeping us on the air when you contribute And again, man, you're not going to be hearing this anywhere else. I can guarantee you that.
That's right. It is not allowed anywhere else.
No. But I'll tell you, though, that Otani, you put that online, the people in Japan love him. They will pay $200. Anything Otani, they will buy. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. They get up in the middle of the night to watch the games, even when it's just a regular old game and not the World Series.
Oh, they sit behind me at the game and go, and the lady's funny. She's like, oh, Tani, I love you.
And somehow he hears her.
He does. He turns around and winks. I'm like, how do you hear that, but you don't hear me?
he's tuned you out, Jeffrey. He's tuned you out.
It's terrible.
You gotta bring a little old lady with you to the next baseball game.
Oh, that's a 25-year-old yelling at him. That's how he sounds. Oh, Tani.
You're gonna haunt me tonight.
Oh boy.
And we guarantee that the Otani bobblehead does not say Otani.
Because that's extra. That's extra.
That's extra. $35.
For $25, I will call your phone and go, Tommy.
Oh, man.
They're gonna leave you a recording on your voicemail.
Oh, my Lord. 818-955-5735 to support this madness known as the Pocho Hour Power, the East Side Story T-shirt, $65. The Shohei Ohtani bobblehead, $80. Jeff Keller's haunting voice,
$25.
$25 on any device.
You call, he will leave the message for $25.
I will say, Ohtani.
818-955-5735.
Well, you know, you want to hear something really haunting. The FCC is going after The View.
The View?
Oh, I know, right? I know. They're
trying to get Whoopi.
Well, they apparently the ABC has filed some sort of complaint against the FCC because of the whole Jimmy Kimmel thing. And they're now filing another complaint against the FCC for The View, where the FCC is saying that The View is spreading all kinds of woke nonsense.
Woke nonsense.
This is the View. This is what the FCC does.
That's in the Constitution, right? Wait,
how do they spread? How do they get involved in woke nonsense?
That's called freedom of speech.
That's what the ABC is saying.
I gotta say this. I stand up for Whoopi because she's from B-town and I'm from B-town, which is Berkeley, if y'all don't know. So she's a hometown girl. So I support Whoopi because that's what we do. That's what we do. Where we're from.
And the View has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the commentators have come and gone, and some of the people say, yeah, some of the things that they say are kind of silly. But come on, man, it's a talk show. Okay, you don't have to agree with it. You don't have to even watch it. You can change the channel. We have hundreds of channels now. But the FCC has decided, because ABC has not fired Jimmy Kimmel for something that Jimmy Kimmel says was a ridiculous joke. And if it goes back to a few days before the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he was basically saying Melania looks like, a contented widow. I'm paraphrasing here, but he wasn't
expectant widow.
That's what it is. And it wasn't because he was saying that the president was going to get shot. It was just that the age difference between Melania and Trump was probably mean that she was going to outlive him. That's all that it was about. And then the day after that, Trump made a joke about the same thing when King Charles and Camilla were here. And Jimmy Kimmel's like, okay, if you want to fire me for that, then you have to fire him. And ABC obviously did not fire him. Jimmy Kimmel is still on First Amendment, freedom of speech. And so the FCC decided, okay, well, we're going to go after The View because that's the only other show where they express their opinions on ABC. Meanwhile, they're harassing Disney. Disney owns ABC into giving them all the paperwork for all their TV stations,
That's crazy.
By some deadline, just to harass them. That's what they do.
Well, speaking about getting harassed, We just got harassed by a major pledge.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Tell us about it, Jeffrey.
Really?
We got a $200 pledge.
What?
Oh. Excellent.
From Sandy Enriquez.
Wow.
Now, I may or may not be related to this individual. But I want to thank her.
Are they pledging that you don't leave the attorney message on there?
she's pledging that I don't go to her house this weekend and go, "Oh, Tony."
That's very generous.
So thank you, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy.
We do count on the generosity of our listenership, and it's really the only reason that we're hanging by threads here, and we do need people to dig down into your pockets, pull out the lint, find the nickels, find the pennies, even though they've been obsolete for some time now. We'll still take them. if you can afford to send them by U.S. postage, it costs more than the stamp.
Send your Trump dollars with Trump's face on them.
Yeah. Hey, do we take Zelle? Do we take Zelle? What do we do? What do we do? We got anything like that?
Know. I mean, maybe we should.
Or you decide maybe don't do laundry this weekend and give the money to the Pocho Show, and then you can do laundry.
I don't know why KPFK doesn't have like a Venmo account and just drop it right on to.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, you know, somebody get on that over there. Okay, folks.
Well, if you give us money, we'll be able to research and find out why.
Yeah.
We don't have sale. But this, people, we're obsolete. We need money is what we're saying. We got to get up to 2026.
We're trying to speed the show up right now because the ceiling looks like it's about to cave in on us. And this is some real, real stuff. Like,
I don't even know what those wires go to.
I don't feel safe in this room.
Well, don't touch any of those wires, man. You know, leave those wires alone. And in the meantime, you can next time we meet, we'll talk about the ceasefire with Iran that hasn't happened, and the Ukraine Russia ceasefire that's supposedly happening, and then any of the other silliness where the Pentagon said we may have had some alien sightings in a UFO report that came out that. Former President Obama said, "I never heard of that, so I don't know what's going on over there." So, it's a nonstop circus over here, folks, and that's why you need to open up your wallets. Come on, help us out.
Help us stay
on the air so that we can continue to bring you this kind of funny and ridiculous stuff at the same time.
Because you're gonna be mad when we're gone, and if we ever go away, what are you gonna do with a? Your time during Fridays at 3 to 4.
You're gonna go to the Comedy Chateau.
That's right.
Saturday.
You're gonna be driving.
I have to wait till Saturday and pay premium interest.
You're gonna be driving around saying, "Oh, Tommy."
We are in dire times here, and we really need the support.
We need the support
more than ever.
Yes, we do.
818-955-5735. Call us and get that T-shirt. The East Side Story T-shirt for $65, and the Otani bobblehead for $80, and Jeff promises
to call your house if you throw in a little extra. I might come down and show you how to do the cholo dance with your elbows out side to side.
No, you want to give extra elbows, so he doesn't come down and show you.
No, elbows out side to side. This is not the only
thumbs up, pinkies down.
Yeah, no, this ain't the way that I enter a building, but it helps when you're trying to get in quickly.
Come on, get it right.
Oh man, this is crazy. I want to give a shout out before we leave to my nephew Gabriel Enghauser in Macomb, Michigan, who's graduating from high school next week and is going to the University of Michigan in the fall for aerospace engineering. Congratulations. That's
awesome. Fantastic.
And I want to thank go ahead.
I want to shout out to my last kid in college who's graduating next week.
Yes.
Speaking of shout outs, I want to shout out my brother, Joaquin Palomino, who's a finalist for the Pulitzer this year, second time.
He's
a journalist for the SF Chronicle.
That's awesome. And I want to send a shout out to my sister, Sandy Enriquez. Thank you.
And I love
you. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Patricia Guadalupe. I want to shout out to Gustavo Arellano for his Pulitzer finalist.
Right. Position.
And thank you, Patricia, for joining us in the Pocho Hour of Power. We'll see you next week. I want to thank Oz doing our sound, Gary Baca producing the show, the 5G, Esteban, Zul, and Jeffrey Keller at Comedy Chateau. I want to thank you. I want to thank Otani and everybody else in Sandy. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week on the Pocho Hour of Power.
All right, guys. See you later.